SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right about now.
Getting ready for the second half with Mike Carver.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
And Joe Lisi.
Toga! Toga!
You know you make me wanna
shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, hour number two. 844-843-6879. So, Ball State was moving a little bit here, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they just got stopped on a third down. They're at the 40. Just go for it. It's the max. And, oh, it's 4th and 18. I guess you can't go for it, Joe. 4th and 18 is a little tough. That's a little backed up. I mean, they're on the Toledo. They're on the Toledo 40. I mean, punting from the 39. That's just such a tough look. I know it's 4th and 18.
Can't you just throw? Yeah, but throw it into the end zone. Like, I don't understand what the difference is.
Well, the difference is the punt. They punted them down to the 10-yard line, and if you throw it in the end zone, then they get the ball to 39.
So then throw it down the middle of the field. Hope for a PI or a reception. I mean, here's what we're talking about. Take a shot.
You, by the way, we were doing that hockey before. You're like, let's get on the Blues. And I said, I don't think they've been playing that great. I just saw the note. They lost their eighth in a row tonight. The Blues.
Jeez. Yeah, but this is a perfect opportunity.
You buying them low? You want to buy them low?
Yeah.
Here for a playoff spot? Buy low?
Look, I watched that Blue team last year. They were gutty. They were gutty on the road. I'm not kidding. I'm serious. You know, I blame you. You
they
want
were
me to
gutty.
Talk about the hockey.
They were gutty.
I talk a little. They were they not gutty? Did they win the?
They were gutty. I'll give them credit. They were gutty.
And I guarantee you,
they might have played Colorado tougher than everybody else. So
okay,
they,
but not only were, that, in the regular season, they were on the road a lot and they were winning ball games. hockey.
They were on the road a lot. Everybody plays the same amount of road games.
No. What I'm saying is, towards the end of the regular season last year, I remember betting them on the road, and they were covered. They were winning games, like, by 3 goals. Go to their record at the end of the year. A road win. They were just killing people on the road. Mm-hmm. That's the mark of a good team, when you could win on the road.
Well, they could use a win. They could use a win anywhere right now.
Well, you've got to buy low or sell high. I mean, what do you want to do? They're plus 290 to make the playoffs.
Is it a plus 290 now? Because it wasn't an hour ago when we did that. It was like plus 150 or something like that.
No. Carver, come on. Wait, I got to teach you these things on FanDuel right here. Let me go to the spreads here. Hang on.
Well,
you got me looking at NHL. You got.
Hey, what do you want to do for the golf? Well, we got the Houston Open.
Here we go. This guy. You want to talk about a guy that tries to make you spend everything.
All right, here's what we'll do this week.
Here, the Blues. Where are they? To make playoffs. Playoffs?
There playoffs.
Plus 198.
Okay. Like I said, it went down a little bit after they lost again tonight.
Right. So you don't want
they're
to take
not quick to
place?
The draw with updating those numbers.
So do you want to take plus 198 or you think they'll be like plus 250?
I mean, there's so long to go.
Let
me see how buried are they right now after this losing streak. How's last place in the West sound? How's last place Perfect. In the NHL sound?
Perfect.
Now, when they won the cup a few years ago, I remember, you know, obviously on January 2nd or 3rd, they were the bottom of the league, and they ended up winning the cup. This is not the same team. God, they got a minus 20 goal differential.
Yeah, but what are they, plus minus? Are they plus minus?
What?
Which is their winger plus minus?
Yeah, I don't know. Man, Joe, they're in a tough hole already. I don't know if I want to get involved with that. I feel like we need more.
I'm going to jump on them, I think.
All right, go ahead. I like that Islander minus 112.
All right.
I think that's solid. They've showed me enough here in the last couple of weeks that they're going to be in the mix.
You're a homer, that's why. But I'll buy you.
Because I'm really not, because if you remember, Joe, to be fair, I was telling everybody who wanted to listen that I didn't think that they would be that good this year. So this is all. But the way that they've won these games over the last couple of weeks, and they've won 7 out of 8, I think, they're going to be in the mix. They're getting some scoring. They've scored a lot of goals in the third period, which is something they haven't done the last few years. They'll be there.
All right.
Toledo trying to go deep, Joe. They're trying for you, man.
You're on such a delay. They already punted.
They already punted. Jeez. I am on such a delay. What do you want to do with the golf? We'll do that since we're almost at a break. Do you want to do – how about Mr. Burns and
– the Irish Bear?
No Irish Bear this week. He's not in the field. Why don't we do
Forever Young?
Cameron Forever Young. No. No.
Montgomery?
Your boy Taylor? Taylor Montgomery? Yeah. You get in the mix with him?
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. And then, yes, we're finally going to talk about the college football playoff. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Good to have you with us. Still 10 minutes to go in this action game between Toledo and Ball State, Joe.
There we go.
I mean, you're way ahead of me, I forgot. But
these guys are pretty
there's still a lot of time here. I mean,
yeah, there's a lot of time, but these guys just can't catch. They can't. I mean, our only hope is overtime.
They need to give the ball to Steele more here. Give it to Steele. Blue collar as it gets. The long hair flowing out of the helmet. The little back with a big heart here, Joe. Give him the rock. I mean, look at him. He just bounces off of guys. Look at him go.
Come on. Stop the punting. Stop.
I'm only on third down here. I mean, give me a break.
Come on. Wait until you see the drop. Wait until you see the drop. Tell me about the drop.
I haven't seen it yet. I'll tell you when I see it. I'm sure it's going to be great. I'm like 2.5 plays behind you right now, which is really not ideal for what we're doing. I already won my bet in this game, so I might turn it off and put the Wild King game on.
No, you can't do that.
All right, I'll keep it on. Let me see this drop that you're talking about. Oh, look at him. I like that. He pointed to him, too. Oh, my God. How does he drop that? You like how the quarterback pointed at him? Yeah.
Like, go to the sideline. I got you. He throws a dime.
Go to the lamppost. Make a left. I think it was one of those right there. I mean, jeez, punting again. This is Maction, man. This is Maction. All right, back to college football that matters, right, Joe. We had college football rankings, week two of that, come out tonight. No surprise at the top. Georgia's number one, Ohio State 2, and Michigan 3. Right. TCU is now in a slot.
Okay.
At number 4. Now, here's why this is – there's a long way to go, Joe, but it's significant in this fact. You would like to believe that when you get put into one of these positions,
right,
that as long as you don't lose any more games, you can stay there, right? I mean, that's how you'd like to think of it, right, Joe? I mean, if you're TCU right now and you're in the 4 hole, you know one of the two teams in front of you is going to lose a game in a couple weeks. Right. Because they're playing each other.
Right.
If you can theoretically take care of your business, you should not drop back, right? Theoretically, isn't that true?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, broad picture, the committee rewarded TCU just like they rewarded Tennessee. And it's deserving. They're undefeated. And they know that, like you said, Ohio State and Michigan are going to play in last regular season game. Whoever loses that is out. So that opens the door for a Pac-12 champion and potentially maybe a team like Clemson and or LSU. That's it.
Now, look, we had a pretty sizable argument about this last night.
Yes.
But I'm just going to – this is just – I'm not telling you what's right or wrong.
No, I know.
Or what's up or down. I just want to give you two pieces of information.
God.
That are just kind of facts that are on the table right now.
God.
As of this week, Tennessee, they kept at 5. Right. Now, they obviously didn't keep. Good. I mean, they went down. But right. What I'm saying is they didn't go further than that. They went from 1 to 5. So they're still in the perch right there, Joe, where they're in the
correct.
In that just on the outside looking in. So they're sitting at 5, and they're ahead of all those other teams.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also on FanDuel -250 to make the college football playoff. Minus money right now. And I'm not, like I said last night to you, that's not the end all be all of everything. But
no,
you have to look at it and go, wow. I mean,
well, but that's based on, okay, so let me just give you both sides. Yes, they're minus money right now, week number 11, entering week number 11. However, right? The downside to that bet is if LSU wins out, they go to
Georgia.
The West and beats Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Because then Tennessee has no shot.
No, 1,000% agree with you. If LSU pulls that off, they're getting in. I know no team with 2 losses has ever made it. They'll be the first. If they beat Georgia in that SEC title game, if they
get there. Now, let me ask you this, because I haven't followed the, you know, I just look at the standings. You know, to me, I make my own assessment with whatever the committee says. It doesn't matter to me. But watching like game control, like now this is the new thing that they put out for this year. Game control, FPI, right? So Alabama has a game control score of 4. LSU has a game control score of 7. Did you notice this? Like on
I don't
ESPN.
Know anything about this game control. Okay. I don't watch the suits with their
me
dog
neither.
And pony show
me
that
neither.
They do.
And
there's
no reason to. I just see who the top 4 is. Okay, I don't need to hear the arguments. I make my own assessments, and we can argue it or debate it any way you want. But at the end of the day, this is like it's almost like the college basketball quadrant wins. They had 5 quadrant wins. F1 quadrant. Here we go.
Like I'm just looking at it from this aspect, like and look, just I'm just looking at the board right now, because they put these up right after the rankings come out. They readjust these based off what the committee put as their top 25. So now look, TCU is a 7-point underdog this week at Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean they are expecting TCU to lose this week. That is why they have TCU at +650 to make the playoff. You know, that's just – what do they have them to win? That's got to be the same price as them to win the Big 12, right? See, Joe, here's what I don't – this is just like a little way if you want to bet something on TCU, if you're still looking to get a ticket on them. They're -105 to win the Big 12, which I get. They can win the Big 12. They could lose this week and still win the Big 12.
Correct.
Which is why that's -105, but man – if you think they're beating Texas this week, Joe, just go get the 650.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, they match up well with Texas. They lost, what, 32-27? They were catching 3.5 last year. The previous 2 years, they beat them. So, I mean, you can't. I mean, they won 2 out of the last 3 years, and it was a 5-point game in Fort Worth last year. You know.
Now, the 3 Pac-12 teams all have better odds than TCU.
Yeah, of course they do because we know how competitive the Big 12 is. right? And whoever wins the Pac-12 most likely is only going to have one loss. And it'll be against, think about this. Let's just say it's UCLA. They'll have quality wins over Utah, USC, and a potential rematch with Oregon.
Here's what worries me for Oregon. They never beat Utah.
How about this? Here's what worries me for Oregon. Your team, Michael Penix in Washington, that worries me.
I think that's a problem for them this week. I don't think that that's to be quite honest with you, Joe. I mean, their last three games, none of them are a walk in the park. I mean, they got Penix this week at home. Then they have Utah, who they never beat, and Utah embarrassed them both games last year.
Right.
And then you've got the splashing around with the Beavers in Corvallis to finish off the year, which is
no kidding.
Which I don't think that they're going to win all three of those games. So I think they're going to get a second loss. We'll look at more of this when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Good to have you with us on a Tuesday night. We're looking for some points in the Maction game, which got out to a hot start. I mean, it was 14-14 early in the second quarter and at half. And each team only with a touchdown in the second half. So I mean, I've been waiting for like the 48-45 Maction game, Joe, and we just haven't gotten it through the first. Yeah. Maybe tomorrow night.
Overtime, though, right?
You're still alive with this with overtime. I know you were kind of hemming and hawing about it when I brought it up to you during the break, but I mean, look. But I will say this to you: in order for you to make that happen, well, you said you needed two touchdowns, right? What do you need? 14 points.
54 and a half.
All right. So get to overtime and have them each score.
All right.
And you can get there. So you're far from out with this. There is three games tomorrow night. Buffalo and the Chippewas. Central Michigan. Kent State and Bowling Green is also on the docket. And Northern Illinois and Western Michigan, the Broncos, are all on the table tomorrow night. With the biggest total, 55.5 in that Kent Bowling Green game. So low spreads too, Joe. 1.5, 2.5, 1.5. Maction. There you go. Maybe at the end of the show. End of the show, give us a pick, Joe, before we get out of here, okay?
For tomorrow, dig something. I'll give you.
Yeah. I'm saying, but when we leave tonight at the last segment, have something ready for Mac tomorrow night, okay?
I got it already.
Oh, you got it already? You want to give everybody the five? Is this a five diamond Mac play? What is this?
No.
This is a bronze.
Bronze Mac special of the week.
Okay, what do you got for the bronze Mac special of the week? The go for the two. What is it?
We're gonna go over Kent State Bowling Green.
Okay. Take the biggest total and run with it. That's what we're going to do. I got
you
no
want
problem.
A side?
With it.
Central Michigan is
no,
the side.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, the Chippewas.
Minus the 1.5.
All right. We'll play it. Sounds good, Joe. Well,
which one are we playing? You tell me.
Both. Side and total.
All right, hang on. I also like the over in Western Michigan, Northern Illinois. Those are the two overs that
I'm only playing one over. Which one's it going to be?
Kent State Bowling Green.
All right. That's the one I liked better anyway. So there you go.
All right.
Let me get back to this, Joe. So Oregon's got big problems because I think those are three games that I don't think they'll get out of all three. And then they would also have to, like you said, probably play the winner of the USC-UCLA game again in the Pac-12 title game.
Correct.
So that's four very tricky games that they have to navigate. And to be quite honest with you, I don't trust Bo Nix to get himself through those four games as good as he's played. I don't trust that team to get themselves through those four games. Now, the winner of the UCLA-USC game, do either of those teams have anybody with a pulse left besides each other?
Say that one more time slowly.
Does either of them have anybody of significance left besides each other? Now, USC does. They play Notre Dame.
Well, USC plays UCLA, and then they play this week, they play... They played Arizona already. Hang on. They play. No, I don't think so.
USC has Colorado on Friday night, which is not a game of significance.
No.
Then they play UCLA and Notre Dame. So they already have one loss.
By a point.
You see, obviously, before Saturday, I would have told you there's no way they lose a Notre Dame game. I still think there's no way they lose the Notre Dame game.
They don't have the passing offense.
Notre Dame's not going to be able to score with them.
They can run on them.
Yeah, but as bad as the defense is, they're not going to be able to go score for score with them. I think it's going to be very tricky for one of these teams to end with one loss.
I think it's going to be UCLA. I think they have the better quarterback. I do. I think DTR is better than Bo Nix. People could hate on me. That's fine. I think he's more athletic. I think he, in a big spot, he didn't show it on the road. I know, but I still, you know, if you give him five shots, I think he'll perform four out of the five, where Bo Nix, I think maybe it's two out of the five, right? So the fact that he has a potential rematch with Bo Nix on the horizon, I'm banking on Chip Kelly. I'm banking on UCLA. I like this team.
That game's in Vegas again this year, too.
Yeah.
Pac-12 title game.
Yep.
So, there
Fast
you go.
Track.
Now,
Fast
they had, they have LSU at 7. Honestly, Joe, we know the scenario with LSU. If they win all their football games, they'll be in the college football playoff.
Correct.
There's really nothing to go nuts about there. Alabama's 9 now. Alabama's finished. Clemson's 10. I think that they're also done, Joe. And actually, how about the books, Stephen, too? 11-1, Alabama, to make the playoff.
Wow.
To make it 11-1.
And they got LSU at plus 430.
They have LSU at plus 430.
Man,
yeah,
UCLA,
Joe.
Five to one.
I think that door is wide open for Tennessee, man.
You and this Tennessee. Come on, Jimmy. Jimmy with the swinging gate. That door is wide open, Jimmy.
I think that door is open for them.
That swinging gate.
They love dipping in that second SEC team.
But here's
their problem though with that, Joe. Do they really want to rematch? Because Georgia's won no matter what. If they win the SEC title, they really want to rematch to have them play again.
Back win. What if LSU wins? They're putting
well,
in
LSU
Georgia
wins,
and LSU.
Yeah, then that's easy. Of course, Tennessee's
not getting
in.
But then who's
on
the outside looking in?
I think under that scenario would be Georgia, LSU, the winner of the Ohio State Michigan game,
and the Big Ten champion.
That's what I just said. The winner of the Ohio State Michigan game.
No, it's not the winner. They got to win the Big Ten championship. What if they lose in the Big Ten championship?
Get serious. Come on, Joe. You think one of those teams is going to go all every year?
Lose.
They hammer those teams.
Wisconsin.
I mean, come on. Every year they hammer those teams.
All right.
I mean, last year Michigan wiped the floor. Who was it? Iowa last year.
Let me make a healthy debate. Okay, you'll like this.
Sure.
LSU knocks off Bama. Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Georgia, LSU, hypothetically, are in.
Yeah.
Winner of Michigan, Ohio State.
Sure.
You got a one-loss Big 12, a one-loss Pac-12, and a one-loss ACC champion.
To knock out the ACC, they're out. So they're done.
Okay, so who are you putting in?
Who are they? Who's the one-loss Big 12? I guess it's TCU? Has
Correct.
To be TCU, right?
Right.
Who they lose to?
Great question. They lose to Texas on the road this week by 4.
And who's the Pac-12 one loss?
UCLA, Pac-12 champ. Losses to Oregon on the road by 14.
Me personally?
Yep.
Me personally, I would put TCU in.
That would take UCLA in. That's
well, I think the committee would take – I think the suits would take UCLA.
Think so?
Me, I would – I think that – the Big 12 is better than the Pac-12 this year. I would take TCU, but that's just. But
it's
I think
good,
that
it's a pretty good argument, debate. No.
Yeah, it is. It is. I think that TCU played. I just think the conference top to bottom is better.
Let's make it apples to apples, okay?
Right.
TCU loses by 14 to Texas, and it's UCLA. In you know, status quo, they run the table.
Right.
So their loss is to Oregon by double digits, and TCU's loss is to Texas on the road in double digits.
Yeah, but it might be apples to apples because under this scenario that we're talking about right now, my guess is that TCU would probably have to return the favor to Texas in the Big 12 title game, just like UCLA would have to do to Oregon.
Right.
So they would have to get the revenge game in the title game.
They both would have the revenge.
Because Texas is 4-2 right now in the Big 12.
Right.
There's a lot of teams at 4-2. Let me tell you, TCU is going to be in that game, Joe, whether they win, you know, it's out. Because they have no losses yet. Everybody else has at least two. I mean, it's not – and Texas beat Kansas State. What did Texas do with Baylor this year? Did they beat Baylor?
Did who?
Did Texas beat Baylor this year? I just got to go. Oh, they played them the last game. Played them the last game. Tricky. I think we're just still too far out, Joe. I think we'll know a lot more this weekend in Austin.
All right.
We'll know a lot more.
Okay.
But under your scenario, Georgia, LSU, who you want to say Ohio State beats Michigan? Is that where we're going to go?
I guess so.
And UCLA, you put those four together in that college football playoff parlay, it's plus 36.25. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. All right, Joe. Toledo got in the end zone. 28-21, a buck 18 to go. This is where you make your money, Joe, right here. Your Ball State, the mighty Cardinal. I'd throw a couple screens to that kid with the hair flowing out of the helmet. I mean, just get him involved.
What's his name? Carson.
Steel. Small. What is this? The steel mill. Give it to that kid.
Give him the locks.
I mean, that He's kid's just.
Net. Here he is.
By the way,
He's
more.
For him. Oh, pick right. six. He missed it.
Pick
oh,
six?
He dropped the sizzler. Oh, he dropped it on the 20. He was going about 80 knots.
By the way, it's a good time to let everybody know plenty of tickets were available at Toledo tonight. I mean, plenty of tickets were available.
He came racing in doing about 80 knots. Oh, he came off the high seas, this kid. Third and 10. Come on. wide open. We got life. We're across the 50. That's a first down.
Oh, let's go. This is the maction that we needed, baby. It's about time we got maction.
We got maction. Come on.
Let's go.
Wow, well, this is a laser. Right over, right over. Right over the Nickelback.
Who's this hump coaching Ball State?
Paddock. Oh, no. Dive.
What?
Who's this hump coaching Ball State? Who's this guy?
I don't know right now. Right now I'm looking at Paddock.
Oh, here we go.
Don't get me involved. I'm ahead of you. Okay, so you're
way ahead of me. I haven't even seen the pick six drop yet. I am still.
You didn't see the pick six?
No, I'm on 2nd and 10 from their own 20 here. Yeah, how does he not take that to the yard, number 27? Oh.
Oh, God.
That's tough.
Come on, Paddock.
Paddock. I'm actually gonna refresh just to get myself at least somewhat close to you.
This guy sucks right now. Really, this kid is not even close.
Your boy Paddock.
And by the way, the coach is Jason Candle for Toledo and New for Ball State. All right,
what's his name for Ball State?
I call him New. N-E-U. Come on, Paddock. Throw it.
Jeez.
God.
Guess no flags on 4th down. What do you got, Joe?
Got sacked and he didn't even throw it.
Oh, I'm ahead of you now. How about that?
How are you ahead of me?
I refreshed my feed, so I saw the sack like a minute before you brought it up. So 4th and 18. Well, what do you got to draw up here, Joe? On 4th and 18, what do you draw up? What are you looking at, Coach?
A dig right.
I hope somebody says this to Saturday on the sideline and for the Colts on Sunday in Vegas.
Yeah, I'm digging my heels in.
What do you like here, Coach? What do you like here? Did you see who they're having call the plays, Joe? You feel
Frazier?
Good about that?
Who?
The kid. What's the kid's name?
I saw it. I didn't see. I saw it on the ticker. It came quick. Frazier is his last name, right? He's laughing. I'm digging my heels in. I love Indy. All right, stop. Let's get this first down. Hang on. Paddock.
Oh, take it to the house.
Throw it!
Yeah, that sucks.
Look at this guy right out of bounds.
That's not fun.
I had Toledo minus the 6.5. So.
Well, there you go. Oh, wait, there's a flag on the play.
Yeah, what is
excessive celebration? Well, look at these guys with the chain. I mean, honestly,
roughing the
what are we doing here?
Is it roughing?
I don't know. There's laundry.
We go. Can we see the ref during the return? Personal foul
during the return. So,
this game.
Oh well. That game's over, Joe. Sorry.
I had Toledo minus the 6.5. It was a push.
You split it up. We were talking with Rick about this earlier, and this is for what we do, Joe, obviously big, and we've been saying forever that California needs to get on the board here. The New York Times just shifted big in favor of Proposition 26, the California retail-only sportsbook ballot measure, now trails only 49% to 51%. Mm. The statewide mobile online measure is still down big, 69 to 31, geez. The Associated Press is now reporting similar figures, with the no vote on Prop 26 just narrowly leading, which would allow roulette and dice games as well as a sports books at Tribal Casino plus books at certain horse tracks. Still a huge portion of the vote left to count.
Okay.
So there you go.
So what does that actually mean?
There's two different, it's very confusing, but there's two different, things on the ballot for sports betting in California. One is based with the tribal casinos and one is based with retail only sports books. Obviously, Rick was kind of mentioned it before, but it sounded like both of them weren't doing very well. But now it seems like one of them has a little light here late at night, Joe. So
that's good.
Anything can happen. Well, look, you know how I feel, Joe. I feel everybody should have it at this point. I feel if you don't have it, you know.
You can bet on everything now. I mean, you can't. I mean, like,
it's just nonsense. And how are the people in those states like California and Texas and Florida? And I know Florida had problems with it. They had it on for like 3 days and then they had to turn it off in Florida or whatever. But hopefully this thing over the night, Joe, can happen and they can get something at least cooking in California.
That'd be great.
Which would be nice. Yeah, it would. Tomorrow night. So we already gave the play for that.
Over
Bowling Green and Kent. Okay. And then Thursday we've got a triple header also that we'll talk about tomorrow. Is there two games or three games on Thursday night, Joe? Or is it two games? I thought
NFL
it was three.
Game. We got to do the NFL parlay.
Well, that's tomorrow night. Yeah, we'll do the NFL parlay.
Same game parlay. Can we?
And I already know what's going to happen with this awful NFL game on Thursday night.
What's going to happen?
Well, they played, 37-34 last week?
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be 13-10. It'll be 13-10. Be dead under game. Everybody's going to hammer this over thinking it's going to be like the game 2 weeks ago. And it'll be. You realize how bad the Panther defense is, Joe? You take out that game against the Bucks. They're giving up like 35 points a game the last five or six
games. Oh, I know.
Like, they suck. Like, they are just awful. Any big movement today, Joe? This is actually the first time I've gotten to look at the NFL
line
since last
Thursday?
Night. Bears are now -2. Dolphins down to 3.5, Joe. What is that about?
Why, are you nervous about the fish?
And here's how you know that Allen's not playing this week. Bills are now down to 4.5.
I saw 5.
Now, yeah, I saw 6 an hour and a half ago. Now it's 4.5. So, he ain't playing this week.
You told me don't worry about it.
In terms of what?
You said Case Keenum and Diggs, big revenge spot.
I still think they can win the game if Keenum's a starter. It's a different game. It's not the same game. It's a different game, but that doesn't mean they can't win. If the Buffalo D plays like it did before last week, Joe, you don't think that they can rattle Cousins all over the place and make him make mistakes?
Listen, anytime it's Kirk Cousins, they have a shot. You know that? Anytime it's Kirk Cousins, they have a shot. So
no question.
I'm not what?
No question. I agree.
So for me, come on.
I don't think you'd want to go anywhere. I don't think you'd want to go anywhere near that game this week.
I'd probably dodge in.
Broncos is now 3. Getting 3 for the Broncos now.
You like them?
I like Denver this week.
Do you? You're back in dangerous.
I'm going to tell you why. They're coming off a bye. They've had a little extra rest. Tennessee's coming off a very, very tough loss Sunday night in Kansas City. It's a tough turnaround for them. I still don't know if that guy's playing quarterback again. Denver's D's good enough to bottle up Henry a little bit. I probably would back Russ, Joe. 38.5. Jeez, that's a go for the over special right there. You're going to be on that over 38.5.
Money coming in on the Colts, +6 now. Wasn't me.
I guess the 30-year-old kid won he got the shortest straw. He's got to call the plays on Sunday. What the hell's that kid's name, Joe?
I think it's Frazier. I got to double check.
Frazier. Hold on. What is this guy's name? I said it on Coast to Coast today, and I forgot. Parks Frazier. Colts passing game specialist Parks Frazier will perform play calling. Yeah, but I knew his first name was kind of silly. Parks Frazier.
Used to be a skier called Parks Bonifay. back in, I think it was a, yeah. he was a freestyle Olympian from Utah, yeah. Park Spotify.
49ers minus 7 now against the Chargers.
I can't back the 49ers in that.
Cowboys minus 5 at Lambeau.
That's that. You know what that screams? Underdog play it a week. That could be.
You can go and have fun with that, bro. You want to back that loser after
crew
the last few weeks?
Crew might have.
Yeah, if you crypto the Packers, you're gonna be losing a lot of the crypto you gained from the last one.
I don't know. Only Joe's
Joe's big underdog parlay this week. Packers Colts. He's all in, baby. Packer Colt underdog parlay for Joe.
You laugh and you laugh at Seattle.
The dogs barking in the 4 o'clock window on Sunday for Joe.
You laughed at Seattle.
I bet you'll probably throw the Cardinals in there too against the Rams at SoFi, right? You that hump Kyler Murray, you want to back him too? You want to go the whole way, Joe, at the 4 o'clock window?
Did you see Buda Baker with the locker room speech?
I did not. No, I missed the Buda Baker speech. What did he?
I saw it on Hard Knocks. I'm tired of losing.
Oh, they what Hard Knocks? Oh, this is the in-season Hard Knocks.
Yes,
that stuff has started.
Yes, yes.
Who's broadcasting
that? Arizona, HBO.
Really? Have to dive into that. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back, wrap this puppy up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver.
There's no crying in baseball!
And Joe Lisi.
Today, this is my guest, Mr. Wang. No offense.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. All right, Joe. So tomorrow night on Carver and Lisi, we will do the SGP for the Falcon-Panther game. We will start to look into some more of these lines for this week. We never got to a lot of the futures tonight, Joe. I'll try to squeeze them in tomorrow, okay?
Well, all right, let's go. We'll talk about it.
You know, I know there's a lot of people thumping their chest out there now to go get Dolphin and Jet tickets for the AFC. So everybody's thumping their chest that the Bills are now down to minus 300 to win that division. We'll see, Joe. We shall see. The Vikings are the biggest favorite out of any division. Minus 2,200.
Yeah, but don't put that on them right now.
What does that mean? Don't put that on them. What does that mean?
Because they're so far ahead, I know they can't lose, right?
Did I just sit here and say that? I don't remember saying
that. I'm saying that. Even though they're in the driver's seat, I'm sitting on a 3-1 ticket. I need them to just, get it done. Would be nice if they just got it done.
So with the reports that Allen might not play this week, even his MVP number took a hit. He's plus 340 now behind Mahomes and Hurts. Mm. Let me tell you, books know something here, Joe. They always know first.
Yeah, of course.
If I had to guess, and we'll know more by the time I bet we'll know more by the time we come on tomorrow night. If I had to guess, he's going to miss like 3 to 5 games. That's my guess. All right, Joe. I'll see you tomorrow night, my man.
All right,
good job by Mike Demergis. Thanks to Haro. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Have a great night. Cash some tickets. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the grid.